off and do anything with you. But, you know, he's trained.
Yeah.
He thinks he's tied off.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even bother pulling against it. So that helped me.
Yeah.
I understand that a lot better. The things you said really struck home with me, because it kind of talked about some of the things that has been going on in my mind recently. And let me do this. You said that fasting was one way to give God's voice to be higher than your own voice.
Well, what was that? Can you repeat that? Fasting what?
Fasting, he said, was one way of making God's voice louder than your own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or I like to think Satan's voice louder than God's voice, you know, because you got your own voice, you got Satan's voice, you got God's voice all going on in your head at one time.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of straighten that out. He said praying was another good way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just focusing on God, praying to God, talking to Him. That's,
mm-hmm.
He's right, it's good. Mm-hmm. Fasting and praying is usually linked up together. Linked up together. But you said something else. You said confessing, right?
Uh-huh.
Confessing the Word of God.
Yeah.
All right. So, now, of course, for you to be able to confess the word, you got to what first? You got to know the word. You got to know the word before you confess it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in order to confess the word, you need to open that book and read it,
mm-hmm.
and find the things that you would want to confess. And then you got something to confess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really important thing. Confessing the word, getting to know the word,
mm-hmm.
getting to know the word. You know, if you sow to the flesh, you're gonna reap from the flesh corruption,
mm-hmm.
death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sow to the Spirit, what are you going to reap?
Life.
Life. Exactly it. Life. So what does that have to do with all this? Well, it turns out there's another verse where Jesus says, the words that I speak to you are
Spirit.
Spirit and life. See, yeah. I don't even have to finish the verse. You guys are so good. Y'all just got them. Now, you know? I got to come in here one day and just say two words and let you finish everything. You know? That's good. That's right. The word, Jesus says, the words that I speak to you
uh-huh.
are spirit
uh-huh.
and life. Spirit and life.
Yeah.
We read the words of Jesus, which is what?
Spirit
and life. In
life.
Mm-hmm.
We're stirring up the Holy Spirit within us.
Mm-hmm.
As we read His words, we're stirring up the Holy Spirit within us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing, what Brother Thurston said, we're making His voice louder than our voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're making His voice louder than our voice. When we focus on His words,
mm-hmm.
we stir up the Spirit. The Spirit becomes a little bit louder to us, and we can hear His word,
mm-hmm.
and we can agree with Him.
Yeah.
which comes back to the confessing. Well, you know what? I agree with what the Spirit's telling me. I don't agree with what Satan's telling me.
That's walking right. in the Spirit.
Oh, no?
That's walking in the Spirit.
Walking in the Spirit, right. Living in the Spirit. We say walk, but we're actually walking. Living in the Spirit.
Yeah.
That's what walk means, a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Lifestyle.
Our lifestyle means we're always doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We're continually doing
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
We're continually doing this.
Continually.
I hesitate to say walk these days because we got so many couch potatoes, you know, they don't walk much. But we live in the spirit. Excuse me. We live in the spirit, okay? We all got our reclining loungers, you know, recliners that we like to sit down in. And we don't do much walking. We get one of those. You kind of don't want to walk much.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like we've got three voices speaking to us in our heads all the time. And so we've got the Spirit of God. He's in there. We got our flesh, or our own thoughts, if you will. And then we got Satan trying to put his thoughts in there. And so they're all coming at us. Now, if you want to know that they're all coming at us, all you got to do is go into your closet and try to pray.
Can I add a part under that? With your own mind, you have the renewed mind, too.
Okay, renewed mind. Good.
I mean,
like that.
That's where you're supposed to focus, is your renewed mind. It goes with your, you know, it's your mind, it's your soul.
That's good. Good.
It goes together, but it's the soul.
So you go into your closet. This is what I found. I go into my closet. You know, I go get away from everybody. Just, you know, block out. You know, no radio, no TV, no, you know, music, no anything. And just go in there, and I just try to focus. Just focus and pray to God, right? And I want to talk to God, but then I want to hear it. And when I quiet myself, you know what I hear? I hear, oh, you got to remember to do this. Uh-huh. Don't forget to do that.
Uh-huh.
What did they mean when they said that earlier today? I mean, just on down the line, you know. Don't forget to pay this bill. You got this appointment you got to go to. And it's like all these things come to me. It's like, I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to hear Spirit. I'm hearing all these things, you know. And I realize, you know, things happen and you don't deal with them right then. And you tuck them away in your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you mean to remember them sometime. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you get alone and get quiet, they come flooding back.
They do.
They come flooding back to you. Mm-hmm. You know? Because you stored them, right?
Mm-hmm.
For, to be reminded.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been going so much and hearing so much and doing so much, mm-hmm. you haven't had time to stop and think about them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do stop and get quiet, they come flooding back in.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of deal with them or push them
you
aside.
You deal with them with confession. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not
right.
Prayer's more important than a bill.
There you go. But you have to deal with those things.
Yes. And it's good that you deal with them with confession.
Sometimes
we don't deal with it with confession.
Yeah.
We just kind of pray, try to get them, you know, we pray that the thoughts are coming.
Yeah.
But if we deal with it, like you said, right to begin with,
yeah.
it'll clear up and we can pray more effectively.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and deal with whatever's coming along. Okay,
just like, go away.
You know, that's not for now. That's for later. Oh, okay, I'll do this real quick, you know. And then you go back. You go, okay, now. All right, now. You know, none of these thoughts are crowding
mm-hmm.
in on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, okay, now I can focus on God. I'm going to focus on God now. All right?
I've never thought that that's authority over your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think of that quite often.
Yeah.
You think of taking authority over the devil, which is behind a lot of them. Some of it's just carnal, just fleshly, you know, just sensual, your five senses. And so when you deal with that by confession, you take authority over your own thoughts.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, someone asked me, I was talking about my son earlier this week, and he asked me, you know, can you take authority over your thoughts?
That blesses me, the way you talk to your children. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. I hope you got the same thought. I didn't interrupt you. That just blesses my heart, the way you talk to your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really talk to your children.
Yeah.
So I was telling him, I said, well, if you go back to Genesis 4, you'll find Cain and Abel. And Cain gave a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Abel gave a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God. But Cain's sacrifice wasn't. Cain was all upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and he said, so God comes to him. Now, remember, Cain didn't have the Holy Spirit. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cain was in rebellion, if you will. Okay? Mm-hmm. He was in sin. But God came to him and said, you know, sin is crouching at, he said, crouching at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it.
That's good.
You must rule over it. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, think about this. He didn't have the Spirit of God. He wasn't a Christian. He was in rebellion, but God expected him to be able to rule over his
thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I did a big study and teaching on that one time here. I don't know if any of y'all, well, I know where David probably was here in Thurston. but it was about Cain and Abel. He didn't mention this in Genesis, but in the New Testament, when God was dealing with the religious rulers, he told him, I sent Abel as a prophet to Cain. Mm. Well, see, God was dealing with him even like that. That's when he killed Cain. I mean, that's when he killed Abel. Because he didn't want to hear what God had to say to him. See, Abel just didn't come down their own Cain territory where he, you know, was, you know, working. He was sent there by God. God said, I sent him there as a prophet. Mm-hmm. And I said, whoa, that was the first prophet. I thought the first prophet was way back there. But he said, I sent Abel as a prophet. That's immediately when he killed him. He said, uh-oh, his blood then came up to me because I sent him as a prophet to tell you. See, a prophet not only can tell you what's wrong or what thus saith the Lord, they have the ability to give you a word or give you something to bring you out of what you need.
Right.
Guess what? Abel had what? What was he? What was Abel?
Tender meat. Tender cattle and stuff.
Okay, he had to sacrifice.
He had to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And Cain was a grower of crops.
Yeah, he had what Cain needed. He went there, and he had what Cain needed. Mm-hmm. And he prophesied to him, and Cain didn't like it, because I know what Cain had done. Cain had went and got the best out of the field, but God said, this one here, but it wasn't what God
required
or wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, we're studying about that in our lesson that we're studying.
Yeah.
In the book of Jude, mm-hmm. it said, not to have the spirit of Cain.
Yeah.
You know, and the spirit of Cain is still rampant in the church today. People bringing God, but they're bringing God what they want. Mm-hmm. What they want. God said, come, assemble yourself together. I don't want that. I just turn on the, you know, TV. I'll replace mm-hmm. it with this. And you got your health and strength to get out. Some people can't.
Right.
And that's a good way for them. Mm-hmm. But if you can assemble yourself together, I don't want to go. I could watch on TV, God. I'll read a couple of scriptures here. You know, I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, that spirit is still rampant in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. They still want to do it. They're doing it for God, but they want to do it their way. On their own basis.
Well, it's just like God's put you in a church and he's telling you to stay in that church, but you get offended, which you're not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So you're going to leave. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go through there and stay where God wants you to because you're not comfortable there. Mm-hmm.
They still want to serve God, but they want to do it on their own terms, the way they want.
Now, God tells you to leave, that's totally different. Mm-hmm. But
that's true.
But if you're that place, you're probably not at a place where you're actually hearing from God to know. So you better wait a while and seek him.
You know, I was wondering, I said, Lord, you didn't say that in Genesis, but he told me, he said, and really what he was trying to tell those religious leaders, I'm coming to you as a prophet. Mm-hmm. And you want to kill me, but I'm coming to you as a prophet mm-hmm. to tell you.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm. My mom taught me that when Cain and Abel, mm-hmm. she said Cain was supposed to take the best of his crop and trade with Abel and buy cattle so that he could sacrifice it to God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was a little boy, you know, and I understood it.
But that's found it very simple too. Uh-huh.
and he could have, you know, did it that way, but since he was sent as prophet, I think Abram would have given him, you know. Mm-hmm. He was sent there as a prophet, not a brother, mm-hmm. but as a prophet.
Right.
Even if God, you know, he'd have to hear from God about it. Because there's places in the Bible, like Abraham paid for what he got. He wouldn't let somebody do it. He says, you're not going to be accountable. I'm not going to be accountable to you. I'm paying for what I give God. Yeah. So it could have been that way. Yeah. It could have been he just gave it.
David said, I will not.
Yeah. You've got something to cost me now.
It's going to cost me. I'm going to pay for it. Mm.
Amen.
But at the same time, if God, that's why you have to stay close when you walk in the Spirit. You know whether you're supposed to pay for it or not pay for it. Somebody might be just blessing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you were talking about, some people get offended, you know, when they, I was just wondering today, I was thinking about communion, what we've been doing communion, and I was thinking, can you have communion by yourself? Can you just take the grape juice and the bread and just sit down with God? Is that really what communion was designed to be? Or was it designed to be the body of Christ coming together and taking communion?
Yeah. It's both ways, individual and body of Christ.
Because we have communion, when we take communion, we have communion with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But then we're always in communion with the Lord, hopefully.
Right.
But when we get together with others, we're not always in communion with others. Mm-hmm. But we
That's
need
good.
To get together and be in communion with others. And when you get with someone else, they're not like you. They don't have the same gifts. They don't have the same struggles. They don't have the same problems. You're all different. You all got different opinions. You got different walks and experiences with God. And instead of saying, you're different, you're not like me, I don't want to be around you, we should be saying, you're different, you're not like me, I can learn from you. Because you know things I don't know. You've experienced things I haven't experienced. You know? And so, I want to be around you, I want to talk to you. I want to share together.
Yeah.
You tell me about your experience in the Lord, I'll tell you about my experience in the Lord. We'll both grow from it.
Yeah.
So, we sometimes approach things like we want a church of people just like us. So we can feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. But that's not the purpose. You know, we get around with folks that are not like you, that have a different walk than you. Mm-hmm. So you can learn from each other and help each other, encourage one another. Mm-hmm. Abel was not like Cain, was he?
No. Mm-hmm.
He had a different occupation. Mm-hmm. Right? They had two different occupations. Mm-hmm. They had two different concerns. But they could learn from each other.
Yeah.
Amen.
They could, if they got together, they could learn from each other. They could grow together.
And it's not that Cain didn't know that what God required, because his parents learned it from the first time they seen
him.
Yeah. So he knew, but he wanted to do it his way. He thought his what he had was very nice and very good, and God already accepted.
And that shows God, before he gave the law to show sin, what did he do? He put a mark on him, he got him away, he didn't let nobody kill him. But yet when you get under the law, if you pick up sticks on the Sabbath day, you can be stoned to death, because God, sin was so sinful that he had to do it. But God, in the first part of the Bible, showed a lot of mercy to everybody, because he didn't kill him, did he? Mm-mm. He protected him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cain said, hey, God, this is going to be hard. You know, he said, boy, it's going to be so hard. He said, he knew it was going to be difficult, even though God protected him.
Yeah,
God,
I mean, he didn't have a life of roses or anything because he had done wrong. But I'm saying, that was before the law.
Mm-hmm. God had it already.
That's right. Well, you know, we're saying that as we go and we pray, we confess the word, mm-hmm. we have to deal with the thoughts in our minds, the things that remind us of, you know, things. And then once we deal with that, now things get a little bit quieter, don't they? Mm-hmm. Things get a little bit quieter because, you know, this, hopefully, is a little bit weaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right? It's a little bit weaker there. Mm-hmm. And so we're left with three things. Mm-hmm. All right? The renewed mind, Satan, and Spirit.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit. So, Now,
which
once we get this a little bit under control, mm-hmm. and we start to focus, we can tell the difference, discern the difference maybe between Satan and spirit mm-hmm. with our renewed mind.
Yeah.
And we can start saying, Satan, I don't want that. I don't want to think that way. I don't want to think that way about my brother, mm-hmm. or my sister, or my church, or my government, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that way. I reject those thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going to reject those thoughts.
Yes.
And I'm not going to give you entry into my thoughts.
Yeah.
Mine. Mm-hmm. When we do that, suddenly, all the volume of this starts going down, down, down. The spirit here
comes
up. That still small voice.
That's good.
That still small voice. Remember that still small voice? Remember Elijah when he was on the run from Jezebel?
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the mountain and he heard wind come by, heard the rain come by, and all that. But God wasn't in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't in the rain, wasn't in the earthquake or the thunder or anything like that.
That's right.
After all that had gone past, he heard a still small voice.
Yes.
That was God.
Yeah.
That was God.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't come on us like a big giant. Mm-hmm. You better listen to me, brother. He doesn't do that, does he?
No, he doesn't.
That's not God's way. Mm-hmm. He comes to us. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You're going to make a point.
No offense taken.
I need you to take it. But Brother David helps me out a lot on that. I appreciate that. He doesn't get offended at me. I appreciate that. So we get to hear the voice of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's like Brother Thurston says, you know, now we can hear the voice of the Spirit. And now if we set our minds that we're going to listen, and whatever he says we're going to do, we do that first.
Yeah.
Before you do this, the best thing to do is first, God's will.
Yeah.
Whatever he tells me I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, I'm going to make agreement
like Thurston has always
with God, and whatever he tells me I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yep.
Whatever he tells me, before I even get started, I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear God's voice. But if you want to hear God's voice, first commit yourself. Well, Lord, you're not going to waste your words, because whatever you tell me, I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not wasting your words. So whatever I hear now,
uh-huh.
God, I'm going to do.
All right.
So we go with that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear it, right?
Right.
So Brother Thurston says, you sure you want me to do that? Because for sure he's going to tell you something that's going to stretch you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to call for courage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to call for faith.
Yeah.
You got to trust God. Okay, God, I'm trusting you. This is the best thing I can do. But it sure ain't coming out of my mind. It's got to be coming out of your mind. It's got to be God, because it sure ain't coming out of my mind. You know? And you go and you do it, and everybody looks at you like, are you going crazy? Right?
That's right.
Have you gone crazy? Jeremiah, have you gone crazy? Isaiah, what are you doing? Have you gone crazy?
Not have you gone crazy. You crazy. That's what they told Jeremiah. You crazy.
They were doing some weird things, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, weird things. Ezekiel, you crazy?
Was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And their response was, hey guys, I didn't make this up out of my mind. I can guarantee you, it wasn't me just wanting to do this.
That's right.
And they knew that.
Uh-huh.
And they knew this had to be the voice of God.
See that?
Yeah.
This is a sign to us.
Uh-huh.
This is a sign to us. Uh-huh. And they kept those guys' words. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Three of the biggest books in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They kept those words because they knew this wasn't fleshly.
Mm.
This is spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spirit.
Amen.
That's
amen,
right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, amen. Amen.
That's amazing.
Praise the Lord. He's a good God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He is a good God, because when he leads you in something like that,
hallelujah,
although you go in with fear and trepidation, you come away with joy.
Thank
That's
you.
Right,
joy.
Every time.
Because you knew, hey, you know that word out a whole lot better than I could have done it. Mm-hmm. And you go with joy.
Thank
you. Go forth with joy and be led forth in peace.
Right? Yeah.
So, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I was talking to him, I said, you know, we were talking about a little bit about some of the things that I've been teaching and talking about provision. I said, you know, the big thing about provision, I know there's three keys to provision, you know, you've heard them. I said, you know, the first thing is to know that God's an extravagantly generous Father.
Yep.
The second one is to know who you are to Him, mm-hmm. His favorite Son. The third one is to know how to ask and how to receive. Mm-hmm. I said, but really, when I was studying this, the big thing I had studied was the first one. Mm-hmm. God is an extravagantly generous God. Mm-hmm. He is so generous. When you get that, everything else just kind of starts falling into place.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You Jesus. Realize just how wonderful He is.
Jesus.
Amen. Let's pray. Let's have a prayer.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. We thank you so much.
Love you, Lord. Yeah,
you are so extravagantly generous to us.
Yes.
We thank you for this food. We thank you for the hands that prepared it, Father. We thank you for all your many blessings, and we glorify you in all things. Bless this food. Bless our fellowship together. And may you be glorified and exalted in our lives.
Amen.
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 All right.
And she's over it, and we'll present that to her then. Have you been working on your leadership?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll work on the I know I
got to
do the
process. I don't know what I'm doing, but once you make the menu out, then I know what
I know what I'm doing.
That day he will share.
They said they're starting in January. They're working on it. So, talk with April. You said April the 7th. That date down there. What's wrong?
I'm not a man. I gotta be off on the 23rd. I didn't worry about.
Okay, right. Thank you. We love y'all. Thank y'all for coming. And you stirs us up. That's what you do.
I just said a couple of words. Y'all just take off. That's wonderful.
You bring up things that we hadn't thought about in a while.
There you go.
I believe it. Excuse me.
Hey, baby. Oh, your hair looks so pretty. Oh, you're cutie, cutie.
She's a model.
Really? Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, that's a blessing.
Thank you, such a great job.
Somebody want to charge me $150, then had to pay $80-some for the hair.
Oh, those are good. Pretty girls.
The other ones are
just
onions.
Yeah.
Okay. I told someone to
cut
their hair.
I really want to get into.
Make a little
as far as study. But you know what? What really amazed me was this week I heard